Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
Hey, it's Sean.
My name's Brendan Walsh, filling in for Julian McCullough.
And this is Your Two Dads. Julian couldn't be here this week. He said he was going to Iran to do some stuff.
Yeah. He's a hero. Yeah. I don't know.
He said he was going to Iran to be a hero.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it meant. It was the weirdest. It had, ellipses after it.
Yeah. It was... I didn't see the text, but it was a green text bubble. So yeah. I guess he got a Samsung phone on his way there.
Yeah. So filling in this week is Brendan Walsh, who famously appeared on an episode of this. Famously.
Oh, right. Yeah. I was on your first episode you were like, before we get some real guests, let's just ask this guy I know.
Yeah. And now you're officially labeled a dad.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for having me.
Happy New Year. This is the first Your Two Dads of the new year. Are you excited for 2020 and all that it has in store for you?
I do feel pretty excited about 2020.
How was 2019 as a dad?
It was amazing.
What happened? Let's get the bullet points.
What happened in 2019? Business as usual. Cheated on my wife a bunch. did a lot of drugs. Gambled away most of my earnings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's all good.
As a you're from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
As a Philly guy, what did you think of The Irishman? Is it accurate?
You know, I didn't realize that it took place in Philly until I, was watching it.
I thought the accents were wrong.
Nobody ever does a Philadelphia accent, right?
No.
It's just a hard, it's a weird, ugly accent to capture. What was accurate? Their mob?
Yeah, the Philly mob.
I guess. I wasn't really in the mob. I didn't make it.
You didn't make it?
Far into the mob, no.
Yeah, no, that's true. I'm from New Jersey, which is also a mob hotbed.
Oh, yeah.
And I got cut down in tryouts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't make it to day two.
Right.
I lost in the dancing portion.
Yeah, they don't really like cowards.
No, and I'm such a... That's like my main strength.
That was my problem, too. I was like scared.
Yeah. So what are you going to do in 2020?
I don't know, man. Start a blog about
blogging.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seems late.
Do some blogging.
Seems late, man.
Get into it, though, you know? Maybe... it'll be like, this isn't your grandma's blog.
Oh, that's cool.
But actually, it's a blog about my grandmother's.
But it wouldn't be your grandma's blog.
That's right. It's not. It's mine.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
About my grandma.
Yeah. She's selfless. She doesn't want to talk about herself.
Yeah.
What
about you?
I mean, well, 2020 started off with a bang. I was in New York and I saw fireworks. And then I went to a play with Aaron. My mom watched Nolan, and we went to see Beetlejuice the Musical. It's a play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was good, but it was actually the first time I ever felt like kind of a conservative dad in a way.
Yeah.
Because, Beetlejuice is, cursing a lot.
Uh-huh.
And, I was, looking around, and there was all these kids in the thing. And, at one point, Beetlejuice just, looks at the dad of Lydia and just goes, go fuck yourself. And I was like, whoa, all right.
What is it, PG? Do they rate plays?
They don't rate plays. And it was, there was times where it was, kind of, hard. Where if I had, a kid, I would have been like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
covering their ears a little bit. But I thought it was really funny. It was super funny when he didn't say, go fuck yourself to a guy. The actor looked surprised. And I was like, oh, that's good.
Maybe that wasn't in the script.
Yeah, I thought they...
What a guy's last performance. Yeah.
We did get the understudy. So maybe he didn't know the line. Yeah. We're just like, go fuck yourself.
That's like a go-to. That's a good thing to do. If you forget your line, just say that.
Yeah, it instantly ups the drama of the situation. But my mom watched Nolan and like has just destroyed him to the point where like I don't know if that happens to you when Marley's with.
She goes with Amanda's mom. You know, Amanda's family's in Burbank. So, and we did this twice in the past like week ish. Marley spent the night at her grandmother's, and she disregards all of our instructions.
Does she?
Stuff.
Yeah, she comes back changed.
Marley is eating cookies until midnight. Gets about 4 or 5 hours of sleep, eats more cookies, watches TV nonstop. But when we woke up in the morning, and you don't have like, you forget what it's like to just be like, oh, fucking, let's stay in bed a little longer. Like, you just don't have to worry about the kid. And I mean, we miss her too at the same time.
Of course.
But. Yeah. We did it. I was just like, well, let's leave her at your mom's again. And I just kind of came to terms with, because I used to get annoyed because it's like, why do you do the exact opposite of what we fucking ask you to do? And now I'm like, you know what? It's not going to fuck. It's fine. She can eat fucking candy and stay up till 2 a.m.
In the grand scheme, it doesn't make a difference. But like when we were out, we got back at 12:30 and Nolan was still awake on the couch and they were watching Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, I can't believe he didn't go to sleep. I put on Peppa Pig. I'm like, the most exciting thing in the fucking world didn't put him to sleep. I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. Yeah. And then like the whole time, all she got him Pez for Christmas and he loved the Pez. And we were like, okay, no more Pez.
Sugar.
Yeah. We're like, no more Pez. And then she was like, oh, I accidentally bought him Pez.
Yeah.
And then she was like, can I give him Pez? And we were like, no. And then we came back and like he just ate a ton of Pez. He was like jumping on the couch. It was 12:30. And like we were like, we're going home tomorrow. Who cares? Like this sucks.
Right.
Like it sucks. We're not going to get into a fight. But then now I'm just like, fuck you. Like, why don't you listen to me?
It's a weird thing. I don't know. Her mom had, I mean, her mom's kind of nuts anyway, but she does have this like we were over at her place on Christmas Eve and we were like trying to get the fuck out of it. I was like, let's go. And her mom's like, oh wait, oh Marley, you want a cookie or whatever? And I'm like, no, there's no cook. And I just tell a man, I'm like, go tell your mom the fucking no, like we got to go. And then she like tells her, no, don't give her a cookie. But then I see her like sneaking her some other candy and it's just like, what's the, I don't know what it is. It's like an insane woman in her 60s thing.
I think it's this like weird thing where like they truly think that your child won't remember them unless they like buy their love.
Yeah.
And then it's like, they'll always remember me.
Well,
I'm
a competition
candy lady.
Too, where it's just like, oh, I want the kid to like me more than you or something.
Yeah, no, they want to be loved, but they're going about it the wrong way. Like,
you know, I decided in this new year, not that I'm making a resolution, but like with the leaving her there overnight, and it's like, you know what, we're lucky. Her mom's here. It saves us a fortune in babysitters.
That rules. Like having someone that you could like. We do not have that, and it fucking sucks.
Every night it's like. Well, if we don't, have, you know, it's going to cost, like, if we don't have fun, this is okay. We spent $150 before the dinner and before the everything else. And if it's a shitty night, it's like, well, all right. Well, there goes $500.
Yeah. I'm like, we spent $500 to get into a fight in a restaurant. That fucking rules.
Yeah. The dinner was too expensive. The babysitter. Yeah. It's so it's like, you know, I'm not going to be a fucking a dick about it. It's like, she'll whatever. I mean, she's not like putting her in danger. She's just doing the opposite of what we tell her to
do. No, she's just treating her like her name is Gretel and she's she's a witch with an oven.
She bakes it into a gingerbread house, makes her eat her way out of it, and then there's a flat screen TV playing fucking Peppa Pig.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, it sucks. But Mom, if you're listening, thanks for watching him that one night. It has changed the course of his upcoming week.
Yeah, that is the bummer word.
This week on the show, we have executive producer and writer of Rick and Morty and the upcoming Solar Opposites on Hulu, as well as Star Trek Lower Decks coming to CBS All Access, Mike McMahon. All right.
Yay! Yeah, enjoy the show, and thanks for listening, everybody.
Wow, so kind. Yeah. "Oh, well, we're back." Of course, this is it's always awkward. Like
from what?
From the ad, probably about like weed socks.
Weed socks? Oh, yeah. The socks that have the weed built in?
Yeah, it's like CBD socks. You put them on and you feel fine or something.
That does sound
know.
Nice. Is that really your ad on your
own? I mean, our ads are always just weed, boners, and what else, Coach?
Weed boners.
Oh, Ancestry. Ancestry. We do Ancestry every fucking week, and we love it. Ancestry. Oh, my God. Take my DNA, please. tell me my grandfather was an Irish lord who raped and pillaged. That's what I want, Ancestry. We love you.
Make a clone to do crimes, and I'll take the fall for it.
Well, our guest this week, as you know from the intro, is Mike McMahon.
Hey.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on the podcast, dude.
Hey, no problem. Wow, you're way cooler on a podcast than normal.
I don't know what happened. You started talking about ancestry. I started thinking about all my Finnish ancestors and how they have cool, young, female politicians now. And I guess the cool just came out of me.
Yeah, that's really cool. Are you Finnish?
Yeah, mostly.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I look like this.
Yeah. Yeah, classic Finnish look. I mean.
You know, you see that guy in the street, you're like, that dude's a Finn.
McMahon, though, is not Finnish.
Yeah, it turns out that my mom gave me my dad's last name.
Yeah.
So that kind of mucked up the whole, my last name could be Lappery. But
which is the Lutefisk?
Yes, of last names.
Yeah, of last names. Yeah. Well, Mike, you're a double dad. We don't have a lot of double dads on.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Yeah, you have. It seems like in comedy, most people have one kid.
Yeah,
and then they just don't have a kid anymore.
Yeah, I was almost a regular dad. What do we call a dad with one kid?
Just a dad.
Unidad.
A unidad? Sure, we could call it a unidad.
I was almost a unidad.
So, what was it like having sex twice?
I mean, to be totally honest, the second time was better.
Oh, really? Oh, because you were already there before you knew what to expect.
Because you were like, let's go. Like, it's almost like I've ridden the Space Mountain once. Now I know the fun I'm going to have when we give birth.
Once you get rid of the twists and turns of a roller coaster, it's definitely more fun knowing what to expect. I always say.
I don't know. It's so funny because, like, we were definitely going to be unidad, unimom for 4 years. We did not think having a kid was probably a good idea once we had it. We were in over our head. We had everything through. I was an assistant. We had no money. The kid was premature. He was in the NICU for 2 weeks. He had really, really bad sleeping forever.
Yeah.
This is a huge mistake. We had no idea how bad it could get.
Cut to Valentine's Day, a year later, a bottle of wine.
A bottle of wine, some more comedy special.
Our one condom-free day of the year. No, it was, this is so stupid, but we ended up really, really liking our first kid.
That's a good thing, I think.
Well, it was.
I think it's stupid.
Until, but like we were like, wow, he turned out awesome. Like the second a year, everything from a year on. We had like this year of hell, and then he's just like the gentlest, sweetest, funniest, coolest, better than us in every way kid. And we were like, oh, fuck, we need to have another kid for him because he's going to be the world's best older brother.
Yeah.
And
what's the spread on the kids?
So the first one is 5.5. The second one is 1.5. So it's like almost exactly 4 years. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it took us 4 years to forget how bad it could be. But we remember now,
yeah.
Because the second one is a lot different than the first one. He does not give a fuck about you. He gets mad and he hits his head on the wall like a psycho.
I remember that stage. You have a girl, so she probably didn't. Did she do that?
No, she's pretty fun. We're talking about having another one.
Yeah.
And
we just started doing that like this week, like talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, we're like, we've been screwing up. Like we've just been doing like anal, and like every time we do it, we're like, ah, fuck.
With each other.
We forgot. Like that's, with each other.
Yeah. You're
so
close to doing it right.
I know. It's so like we're
you're
just
right
like
there.
An inch away. Yeah. But I do worry about, because we're so lucky with Marley that like, I mean, all the sleeping stuff, like we have not had any. She sleeps till like 9:30 in the morning.
That's
now.
What Sagan does too. You put him to bed at 7:30, he would literally sleep until death, if you didn't wake him up.
Oh, so you have to wake him up and
be like,
oh, there's
dude,
a world.
We're late for school. Get
trash
up.
Can and a nightstick.
Yeah, he doesn't get up. Like, we've had to change his he's a really heavy sleeper. We lived in this apartment that had like 20-foot high ceilings because it was like the top of the apartment complex, and they had taken out the
penthouse.
Attic. One would call it a penthouse. Other people would say they took out the attic and just didn't put in anything else.
Oh, so they're wearing just a bunch of hot babes naked in
no,
there?
Weirdly, no.
Okay.
Could fly a drone in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Huge drone flying apartment.
Bring a bottle, put a hook a bottle to a drone, fly it to your baby.
Oh, that does sound
That's pretty great. Cool.
That is
get a
cool.
diaper drone.
You could always just try. Like, if it misses, you just restart again.
But at the same time, like, the ceilings were so high that, like, when you had that night fear, you'd be, like, sitting in a pitch black room and you couldn't see the ceiling because it was tall, and you'd be like, I know there's a grudge up there. Our kids slept through. We couldn't get to the smoke detector that was out of batteries in his room because it was 20 feet high. So we
why would they put it that high?
Because there's like a rule of how close the ceiling has to be because the smoke goes up and it wants you to detect it before the whole building fills.
Yeah.
Put them up high. Wait, how low are yours, Sean? Where do you put your smoke?
Mine's on the ground.
No, no.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't move into Shaquille O'Neal's penthouse.
Hey, everybody in podcast land, put your smoke detectors up in the ceiling. So we built a tower of furniture in his room and crawled up it like we were escaping a prison cell to get the battery changed. And then my wife got stuck at the top of it, so I had to build a sturdier tower next to it that she could crawl down, slept through the entire fucking thing. And the new one wakes up if, like, somebody farts in the building next door. So
That's scary.
Wait, like, who do you live next door to?
We live next door to these like huge assed giant farting.
Those guys from the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah, the motorcycle twins. Yeah, yeah.
It's just like cases of beans and chili.
It's 1 foot from the end of the ass to the hole.
In the baby's defense, the guys fart and the world listens. Yeah. But it's different. I'm just saying, number two gets different.
That's interesting to hear because I think one of the other double dads was like, this is the easiest thing ever because I did it once before. But he's cocky. Like, I felt like he was lying when he said it.
Really? I think it depends.
Who?
It's a crapshoot.
Billy Wayne Davis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Billy Wayne Davis said the second child's so easy because you know everything.
Wait, but how close were the kids?
Like 8 years apart.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I don't get
and
that.
And different ladies, right?
Different
Isn't
ladies.
It like,
Oh, that's two first kids.
That's like two different lifetimes. Yeah.
It kind of is.
It's like, oh, I was like too young to have a kid for the first one.
I didn't buy it.
And then I was an adult for the second ones, and I had money and everything. So it was like easier.
Yeah. It kind of, I mean, like the first experience, the first time you have a kid sucks so much. Like immediately, like it changes everything. And like you almost have to deal with that change also immediately.
Yeah.
To the point where, like, having a second kid after you've done that, that's another change. Like, so I have to assume it sucks.
I don't know.
Having kids, maybe, it's like, oh, yeah, they're all so different. Every time is different. But I don't like having kids.
No, I think what my goal with a second kid is to have the same exact kid.
Oh, that's the dream.
Yeah.
That's like cloning your dog.
It makes
perfect sense.
Old people
that clone their dogs because they're like, I want Chippy back.
Yeah, Barbara Streisand makes sense to me. Like, she clones her dog a bunch of times, and she gets the same result.
Yeah,
rules.
Does she really?
Yeah, because, like, well, one, that's the best way to clone, is that your dog's having the same experience as the dog you cloned.
Oh, you're saying
from.
The consciousness from the first dog transfers into the second?
No, it's just you're building the same dog because it's having the same experience. That's the proper
way
to clone.
Oh, you're saying you're not only cloning the nature, you're cloning the nurture.
You are. Like,
yeah,
that's why,
true.
Like...
Wait, Barbara Streisand does this?
She clones her dogs. That's why, like, there was
hold on. She's not doing it.
Yeah.
No, she hires people.
Her and Chris Christopherson are, like, in a lab?
Yeah. No, there's that guy in Canada, a dentist, who bought John Lennon's tooth and planned on cloning John Lennon.
Such a good idea.
Which would not work because you have to, like, one, make his dad hate him, then make his mom, like, smother him, and then have his mom die when he's 18 just to get that to be John Lennon.
Can't you, like, hire actors to recreate that for him?
Or just animatronics.
Yeah, get those Disney, get it, Abraham Lincoln. Yeah,
you got to get the Imagineers on it. That's the only way it's working. Bob Iger, if you're listening, buy that tooth.
Bob,
as long
on.
As our kid doesn't get the keys that animatronic dog is holding outside his prison cell.
So you mentioned an incubator, and no one's ever talked about that before on this show.
Oh, the NICU. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so when you're... So that happens instantly. They put the baby in an incubator.
They're like, all the doctors are freaking out. They're like, cut the umbilical cord. And they're like, and then you do it. They're like, go! And they like race you.
And then you
like
guys just
crew.
Get to go?
Well, you go. Yes, you go. Well, my wife had to stay and like recover, mm-hmm. and then so it was kind of just me. And they put the little hat on him, and they put them. So the last. Okay, so let's take a step back for all the people who listen to this podcast who don't know what a NICU is, I guess. So
I found out most of our listeners are 18 years old and live in England.
That's great. All
right. And they want to be dads. What up, that one listener?
Dude, we're on your side, buddy. Yeah. You've got this. So the last thing that develop in the kid is the last thing they need, which is...
Penis?
Eating. No, okay. You get the penis first. You get the penis right away so that when they show you on the sonogram what you're having, your wife can gently cry that it's not a girl twice. It's the lungs and the digestive system because they're not breathing because they're inside of a human body, mm-hmm. and they're not eating because they're pissing inside of your wife and they're eating your wife's blood and all the stuff that you're used to doing. They're doing instead. Yeah. And so since our kid was born a little bit early, the last two things they needed to make sure he had working were the lungs and the digestive system. And the lungs were great. Like that worked out. That's the main reason they put them in that box is like they have to control the breathing and stuff. And they sometimes have to put them on like the little ventilators. My kid didn't need that. It was his digestive system needed to like get a little boost at the last second. And they have all these drugs and stuff that help with that. But what it truly fucks up is for months and months and months, and I don't know if you guys had to deal with this too, but I'm betting you did, every single woman in the world telling your wife that she's a bad mom if she doesn't breastfeed for like years of her kid's life.
Yeah.
It completely fucks up the breastfeeding thing. Because now instead of breastfeeding right away, they're getting bottles in the NICU. And so our kid fucking hated breastfeeding. My wife was still pumping. It was driving her crazy. It was like all of those insane, like hating themselves toxins that your wife gets after she gives birth were like mixing with like knowing that other women were judging her. Plus we had to like to get into the NICU because the kids are so new that you have to go through like on a spaceship. You have to go through like the first room where you prep before you get into
them. Oh, yeah, they have to, like...
A clean room.
Yeah, basically, it's like going into prison.
Yeah, you had to... Wait.
No.
No. Spray you, and, like...
why do you think... You think when you go into prison, they're like, all right, prison's a clean place.
Gotta wear a hairnet.
I really do.
So, wait, in a movie, when they're doing that, you're like, oh, lovely.
They're delousing. Yeah, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, they're, like, spray you with powder. Yeah. They're washing your
get
ass.
Up, they get up in your ass to make sure it's super clean for prison.
Yeah. You gotta have a clean butthole in prison. That's, like, that's rule number one, yeah, I've always thought.
First day in prison, you clean yourself.
You find the biggest guy
in prison.
Find
the biggest, dirtiest guy in prison.
And,
and you give him a bath.
Yeah. No, you they're like, okay, if you have a premature kid, that must mean you're a filthy, disgusting person. So they put you in a room and you have these iodine, like, I don't even know how to describe them. It's a sponge you've never seen. It's like,
oh yeah. Like the surgical turns your hand brown. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
But the sponges are like hard. They're not soft because mm-hmm. you have to scrape the top layer of like your filth away, like on your cuticles, and there's all this stuff, and you have to do it as a process. So like every day that we were going to like sit and then you're sitting next to like a little lump in a box that doesn't have like, it can't, you know, new babies can't see, they can't do anything. So I was in the NICU, you go in and you scrape. And by the way, being that clean feels fucking amazing. Like I'd walk in there and be like,
but just your hands though, right?
Up to your like elbows.
Yeah.
Feels, I mean,
but you can be dirty underneath your clothes.
Yeah, but you could take your clothes off and get even extra clean if you want, right?
I mean, nobody would say no. It's a hospital. You can scrub your dick. I mean,
with that hard brown
sponge? I think you'd guess probably like an eyebrow raise if you were going in really working your dick before. Like, I don't think you're going to touch the babies with that, dude. Yeah. And so then you sit next to this like plastic bin with the baby sleeping in it, because that's like all they do at first, and they have, there's like stuff hooked up to them so you can tell like how fast their heart is beeping, how much their heart is beeping, how much
beating yeah.
how much their lungs are beeping. And then a whole team of nurses that are making sure nothing goes wrong, which at first was scary, but then when we took him home after, it was like, wait, he used to have a fucking staff.
Yeah.
And now it's just two morons, like a comedy assistant and his wife. Like,
I mean, think about this though. It's similar to that scene in E.T. where
100%.
Yeah, and they're and then all of a sudden E.T.'s in the fucking woods.
No, like, I know.
And he's
it's yeah,
like
wild.
Seconds well, after our surgery, the guy's in the fucking dirtiest place in the world.
Well, yeah, but he brings the flower back.
Yeah,
that's why in the NICU there's pot of dead flowers outside of every.
That's how you know you're healthy.
Like, okay, get out
you can
here.
Take the your son home. He brought the flowers back to life.
It's the saddest place in the world. It's all these dads standing next to these plastic boxes with babies inside that have a cartoon giraffe on the side of it. And you just stare at this cartoon giraffe being like, how the fuck did I end up here? And then, because you've also read a million books about what's going to happen, and nobody mentions this.
Nobody ever mentions this. Like, that is, like, the crazy thing about, like, parenting is, like, the lead-up. They never tell you the shitty parts. They're always just like, do some exercise. Fuck the week before.
Like, here's how you put his little hat on. Yeah. Don't worry about, you'll learn how to do a diaper. But they never tell you about the lonely giraffe. And then you're sitting and staring at the giraffe, and I'm like, okay, I'm here, but he can't see me, so I better talk. So I would just sit and for like 4 hours straight, just kind of like gently, calmly talk at him. And I ran out of stuff to say within 5 minutes of the first day. So then all I would do is just quietly complain about movies to him. And I remember there was a time where a dad at one of the other bins was staring at me because I had been complaining about Jurassic Park 3 for like 2 hours straight newborn.
But the other dad was Steven Spielberg.
He was just like, I wish.
You would have given him the what for?
Oh, man. I would have been like, Steven, please, you got to stop producing these Jurassic Parks. I know they make you a lot of money. But the direct the third one.
No,
right?
I don't know. Joe Johnson, wasn't
it? Yeah, I thought so.
Yes, Jurassic Park 3 fucking sucks. No one's really into dinosaurs, so we're watching.
Is that the one with what's his name?
William H. Macy and Tay Leone?
It's the one where the device beeps and the pile of poo. I didn't even see that.
Oh, you shouldn't. It's real bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
What's the one with Ron Howard's daughter?
Jurassic World and Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. I don't mind Jurassic World, but Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom is like...
It's great if you love being in a mansion for more than half
It's
of the
mostly
movie.
About dinosaurs going into a mansion.
It's a little bit of a one percenters Jurassic Park fantasy.
It's really like this... And like the villain is so mustache twirly. He's having his meal, and that meal is that role.
Okay.
But it fucking sucks.
It's an actor's wet dream.
Yeah, it's an actor's wet dream.
There are portions of all of those that if you could like tie them together, like when the big brontosaurus dies in the mansion one, beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, like, seeing dinosaurs run around anywhere I think is cool.
Yeah.
I think that's...
If it looks realistic.
Yeah.
So
it does. I think it looks real.
It does.
Although they do have more feathers, I believe, is what science is saying.
Oh, you mean real dinosaurs?
Yeah, real dinosaurs are just fucking
I'm afraid
huge
of birds,
birds
anyway. So, like, I don't know why we're reticent to add the feathers to our movie dinosaurs. I think it makes them scarier. But
I don't know. A T-Rex with feathers is going to look like he's trick or treating.
Depends where you put them. Like, if they made his, like mean eyebrows.
I mean, so he looks like an angry bird?
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. Big, soft, scrotal-looking, taut brown T-Rex versus, like, feathery, emoting, scary, fucking...
I love...
What the fuck am I looking at, T-Rex?
I love my tight, but also sometimes wrinkly T-Rex that you get in the movies now. Like, it really... It's pretty cool.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so then they get out of the NICU. You come home. Now... You're triple fucked because you're already scared about having a kid.
Your hands have never been dirtier.
Your hands are filthy at home. Everything's filthy at home. Yeah. And there's no team, and there's no beeping device to tell you if they're breathing. So you're doing that thing where you do you guys do that thing where you suck your finger for a second and hold it under their nose to feel if your finger gets cold?
No.
Yeah.
I suck my fingers constantly.
No, you can't do that too much, dude. That's bad for you. But yeah.
No, I do a thing where I when he was little, I would like touch his chest.
Oh,
to see if it was like
I would just watch. I would just look and see if.
No, I like
dark
the touch
sometimes.
Well, we have the monitor too. I don't know.
There's a sock they sell now that you can put on the baby that reads its vitals on your phone.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Russians like will hack into that, and then they'll know.
Yeah, then they're all of a sudden, your baby in his crib is kicking like it's Pele. <That's right. laughs>
They got what they wanted, finally. Yeah.
That's a movie. Yeah. A little baby wins the World Cup.
Because of his monitor sock.
It's the like Mike of Pele and the Russian sock.
Yeah, it combines Snowden. Yeah.
So then,
I obviously know nothing about Snowden. I know he lives in Russia.
Well, Snowden had that bionic sock that made him really good at soccer. Sorry, football. Yeah. And then you're home with the kid, and my wife was like, cool, I'm going to go back to work. You're a comedy writer. You stay home with him for 13 months. And I was like, oh, you know, for everything leading up to the kid, she was the authority. Yeah. Now the kid's home, and I'm the authority. And that's when I realized you don't know if the kid is showing signs of autism for, like, a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe, like, 3 months, 4 months.
Yeah.
That's when the first stuff starts to hit. Ooh. And we had chosen to name our kid Sagan. And I started to realize there is nothing that primes the pump of your kid having not genius level acumen, like both being in the NICU and naming him after a genius.
Yeah.
So every day I'd be like, give me that eye contact, you little fucker, smile at me.
Yeah.
And luckily he's a genius, but like, never again. We named the second one Harry.
Wait, that is such a fuck you to the second child.
Oh, yeah.
Sagan and... Did you know Carl Sagan's son started the Carl's Jr. restaurant chain?
I didn't know that. Is
that true?
That is. You probably know that. That's why that's why there's a star on the Carl's Jr. restaurant chain.
Oh wow! I know that's not true.
It's 100% true. Google it.
Yeah, that's not why it's called Hardee's in the rest of the country.
Yeah,
because they didn't have
astrology. Yeah, they didn't have Carl Sagan there.
Astronomy.
I mean, it is
astrology. That's
in the
Carl
American
Sagan.
South that it's always Hardee's, and they don't believe in astrology.
Do you know what?
Wait a minute.
Is
it no? Roy Rogers was Hardee's. I thought
no. Carl's Jr. and Hardee's. Roy Rogers.
Unless Roy Rogers is a third unknown.
No, that's Northeast baby.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
There's
love?
Like one left on the New Jersey Turnpike.
I go to it every time I'm home.
You know what Rally's was in the rest of the country?
Oh, Checkers.
Yes.
Checkers. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I grew up with Checkers.
I grew up with Checkers, too. I'm a Checkers man.
I'm a Checkers man.
It's like when you go to a Ralph's here and you find that Kroger meat and you're like, fuck, yes. That's the meat I want.
So Ralph's is Kroger's?
Yeah.
So
just alienated that 18-year-old wannabe father in England.
Oh, I'm sorry, mate. It's like when we go to Harrods to get our meat muffins.
So yes, the second one is Harry, the Hardee's to the Carl's Jr. of the first one.
Yeah.
And he's a piece of shit. Just kidding, Harry. I love you when you listen to this 20 years from now.
So they're 4 years apart. What do you do? Like, because they don't have anything in common. How do you do that?
Yeah, it's tough.
It's tough. I mean, luckily, we super lucked out because we brought Harry home. And on that same day, we were like, hey, Sagan, congratulations. You have a little brother and he got you this. And we gave him a Transformers. And from that moment on, he's loved Harry.
Oh, so the younger sibling has to buy the older sibling's love.
Something in the hospital.
Yeah.
Comes home with a gift. But remember, they don't...
But does he know, like, is your older son just like, okay, so just the Transformer, or is there going to be
the
more?
The Transformer was like... No. The Transformer was more like... think of like two warring nations when they come together and they provide like a small token of like, you know, a peace offering sort of.
So does Sagan think his mom was carrying this Transformer in her womb?
Yeah. No. Sagan thinks that Harry was born and then on the way home he was like, guys, stop. We need to pick something up for Sagan because this is a big day for him.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
See, I always equate, I'm 6 years older than my little brother. Ooh. And I remember... The day he was born, my uncle and aunt took me to a water park.
Oh, nice.
And we went to a water park and I got sun poisoning.
Oh,
and then I started throwing up in the hospital when I met my brother and I never liked him because of that.
My parents brought home my younger sister, 4 years younger than me, and had told me for months her name was Molly. And then at the 11th hour had decided to name her Beckett in the hospital. And they came home and they were like, here is your sister Beckett. And I was like... Where's Molly? And from there on out, she was like an imposter sister.
Oh, she's somebody who ate Molly in the womb.
Yeah, it's like, what the hell is happening here?
Yeah. But now, do yours.
I have a brother who's 18 months younger than me, and there's no...
So you have
We were pretty close. Like, we were really... We were like friends when we were little kids, and then kind of splintered off, and, you know, when we were... 13 or whatever. Nice. Yeah,
geez. You couldn't bring a drink with a straw. It's your own podcast.
I don't get a straw around here anymore.
I can't get a straw in L.A.
All right,
fucking libtard L.A. won't let me have a fucking straw. I don't give a fuck about the turtles. I hope they all die.
The one thing I could have said about
turtles are the rats of the sea.
Venti iced drink that you could have jumped on to deflect. The libtards.
It's the libtards' fault. All I want to do is
so
just
you guys
go.
Splintered off. Like
I mean, just like not like just you know when we start making your own friends when you're like high school, right before, right around high school, and then
yeah,
we're fine. You know,
have you talked since?
We don't really talk. I don't talk to any of my family that often. Like, there's nothing weird, but it's like I haven't lived at home for you know almost 20 years and. Mm. I don't know. We just don't.
Should we call them right now?
Let's give them a call.
I talk to my mom every day.
Every day. That's my mom's dream.
I should.
Every day.
How often do you talk to your
I talk to my mom once or twice a week.
See, that's...
That's pretty good.
Yeah. You know, actually, since my kid was born, there's a Skype. We probably Skype twice a week with my mom.
That's pretty good.
But before that,
that's what we do.
I would go like a month without talking to my mom.
Oh, I used to talk to my mom every day. And then what happened was I started therapy and my therapist told me that I'm allowed to establish boundaries without telling the other person. So I was like,
this explains a lot of our relationship.
Yeah, I'm like, that's all I've been waiting for. So I just stopped talking to her. And then we had a kid. Now we're,
I'm still like, my dad passed away like right before I moved out here. And I had such guilt of like, my mom was already the queen of guilting. Like, yeah. She's so good at it. And so like, me moving out here, she was like, you have 1 year to get a job in entertainment, and then you got to move back home to Chicago and get a real job. And the fact that I, like, felt like I'd abandoned her at all, what I do is I give her, like, a five-minute call when I'm in traffic.
Yeah. Oh, that's smart.
And I just throw her. So when I get in traffic, and she once was like, why do you only call me from the car? And I was like, do you really want to pull this thread and not get a call every day? And she was like, no. Yeah. And I knew I had it then.
That's the thing is I'm actually surprised that your mom hasn't moved here.
She just loves her. She has her own business in Chicago. And
see, my mom, I feel like if we have a second child, it's going to be a dash to here. But my mom loves being a small fish in a small pond. Oh, that is, but she knows all the other fish. So she.
Wait, she likes to be the small fish in the small pond?
Yeah, no, there's no big in this equation. It's just two. It's the smallest pond. It like truly is 1 square mile, our town.
Really?
And my mom knows every single person in the town, okay. But she means nothing to the town at all. But like, if you took her out
of that. She should start doing like open mics.
But here's the thing. All she has to talk about are the other people in the town.
Yeah.
Right.
So like, she can never come here.
She would run
because
out of
she would
to,
lose
her all whole identity.
Her whole identity, which is just like, and like truly, my mom hasn't learned anything about my life since I was like 15 years old, and she still talks to me about like people I grew up with that I'm not even like Facebook friends.
Yeah.
But she's like
the Iron Maiden poster.
Yeah, she's like, did you hear Mark Jefferson got testicular cancer? And I'm like,
and how do you
who is that?
Oh man, whenever I get a thing like that from my mom, I'm always like, no way! Just to see how much energy she has into admitting she doesn't care either eventually. Yeah. I'm like, tell me more. Tell me everything. What hospital is he going to be in? And she's like,
I think my mom could run circles around me in terms of energy. Like, she would destroy me. If I showed any inkling interest into Mark Jefferson's testicular cancer,
you start getting pamphlets in the
mail. I'd be flying home to go to his living wake.
Now, do you
wait? Mark Jefferson's having a living wake?
Oh, we weren't supposed to tell you. Should go.
Yeah, he's a made up person. But I have had friends who died that like I was friends with in high school that my mom never talked about
because
she didn't know who they were. Yeah, yeah. I've been good at completely blocking my life from my mom.
Some of my sister's nemesises from high school have been arrested, and those calls, I'll get a call being like, sit down. This is the best news that's ever happened. My mom, like,
oh, so your mom
loves
like,
it. She holds grudges for like 20 years.
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, it's awesome.
That's the Finnish way, I've heard.
Oh, yeah. And the, my thing with my mom right now is that she's really, really devious, and she loves getting away with stuff. She likes being duplicitous. Like, she grew up the smartest person in a family of like really lame, like mean guys. She was like the only girl in the family of like a ton of brothers, and her dad ran a Finnish boarding house in Boston and Quincy, Mass. Like, it was just like, and to be like a smart girl in that environment meant just constantly like running scams all the time, I guess.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I feel I have a kinship to your mom now because I was the smart girl in my family.
I've always said that about you.
Yeah.
And so she's always running scams, like just very light scams against me and my sister. Like, just, you know, my sister and I talk now. So like,
very
we'll just be
light
like, oh,
scams.
What did mom tell you about me? And she's, I'm like, oh, well, she left out the butt. You know what I mean? Like, she just likes to be like, kind of keep it. And so my new thing with my mom that she hates is every time she starts running a scam, I'll be like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I'll go, hey, mom, have you ever heard the parable about the scorpion and the frog? And she's like, I don't want to hear that fucking thing again, Mike. And I'm like, now you know. And the scorpion and the frog is about, like, the scorpion tells the frog, hey, help me get across the river. I won't sting you. And then the scorpion stings the frog in the middle of the river. And as they're both drowning, the frog goes, what are you doing? Now we're both drowning. And the scorpion goes, you knew I was a scorpion when you were getting into this. And yeah. I'm like, mom, you're the scorpion.
Yeah.
And she hates being called out. I'm like, no, but I'm fine with it. Since I know you're the scorpion, I'm okay with you trying to run this weird light scam right now.
Yeah.
So she hates it.
Yeah. I was just home and I had a big fight with my mom about anxieties because she said that California has given me anxieties because I'm a weirdo.
Okay.
And then I was like, let's just go over your fears. And I was just listing all of her fears, which are like bridges and like, because she constantly text messages my little brother to be like, are you okay? Like, do you need something? Do you need anything? And she like just puts everyone else on herself because she can't think about herself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, those are anxieties. And she's like, get out of here. Get out of here. For all I do for you.
Like,
completely destroyed.
She pulled the ripcord on that one. Get the fuck
always
out of here.
Yeah. The moment you start unraveling her, she becomes undone.
Yeah.
But
it's pretty easy to get a mom to flip out.
Oh, I know.
I do think that since becoming a dad, to bring it back to the dad cast.
That's great. That's what Julian does. I don't know how to do it. Oh. I'd rather talk about fucking dinosaurs.
But it is interesting to like all the stuff you realize, and I know this is a classic fallacy, but all the stuff you realize that your parents did wrong when you're a parent.
Yeah.
Not only just because like we live in the future and like in the 80s. Or I assume the 60s when you were growing up.
he pointed at Brendan.
Or in the 90s when Sean was growing up.
It was the 10s.
But the amount of stuff that they didn't know at the time that was like oh, nobody's ashed a cigarette on my kid by accident. You know what I mean? And like, now we know that juice.
When did you grow up?
I grew up in the 80s in Chicago, and like
ashing
it was
cigarettes on you?
Accidentally, people would like ash, and like an ember would get on you, and you'd be like, "Oh, great, grown ups."
I remember seeing people smoking. Like, I think I remember people smoking in the grocery store when I was really little.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I remember going to like a party in like 1989 and accidentally drinking a cigarette butt.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, me too. Yeah. I've done that. It's the worst feeling in the world.
The worst feeling in the world, and it's lasted with me.
But this is like
can or glass.
Fucking Irish trash.
Mine was in a can. There was a beer out, and I was gonna try a beer, and I took it back, and everybody had been butting into
it. Oh no, that's
classic.
Awful.
Fucking trap.
That was recent, right?
I was on the way here.
Yeah, I was allowed to try a beer for once.
Yeah.
But now I'm like the thought of giving my kid a full glass of apple juice for every meal is out of control.
Oh yeah.
To me.
Yeah. No, it is. It's so crazy because like in my head, like I don't remember. I remember being like 4 years old and having like an apple juice bottle.
Yes.
And like
too.
My mom would give me
and it's
four.
Like saying like,
you're like on the bus on your way to school by yourself.
I remember being old enough to be like, man, you know what's actually pretty good? Cold apple juice. Not microwaved apple juice. Yeah. And like now it's like, oh, if you aren't pumping your kids full of more sugar and like liquid sugar at all times, like, you know, my kid is so happy and he sleeps so well.
Yeah.
And apparently milk is full of sugar. Did you fucking know that?
No, I'm finding that out right now.
Yeah, milk is full of sugar. That's why kids fucking love it. Natural sugar.
So what am I supposed to do? Because this guy...
I don't know!
This guy's chugging a gallon of milk every day.
That's why you're drinking that Starbucks milk right now.
Yeah, he lifted a car the other day.
My kid drinks a lot of water, a little bit of milk, and he eats hummus with a spoon. He's like a little fucking superhero.
Yeah, my son loves hummus, but he also loves sugar.
Yeah.
And we gave him a lollipop one time.
Yeah.
And that opened Pandora's box. And then we accidentally told my mom that he liked lollipops. And now she sends him fucking Tootsie Pops, a whole fucking bag of them.
Yeah.
And then now all of a sudden it just causes like a daily freak out when
How old
he sees
Nolan?
The bag.
Is he 5, 4?
Two and a half.
Two and a half?
Yeah.
Oh man, you've been talking about him so much. I thought he was
5. Yeah. No, he's 2.5, but he's just became a
person. Well, it's weird because you started talking about him 4 years ago.
Yeah, four years ago. Well, he came to me in a dream. And then I begged my wife to have sex with me one time.
Even at 5.5, my kid has no concept of what is on his hands. So if he has a lollipop, you have to be like, the second he's done, you're like, wash your fucking hands. Because otherwise, who knows what the fuck is going to get covered in that shit?
And Marley is the most well-adjusted 2.5-year-old.
Like, she's pretty good. Like,
she's so smart. Like the other day when...
Well, you know why? No vaccines.
Is that...
I love vaccines.
No, she like the
you
other day...
You
she
vaccinated
was,
your
oh,
kid?
Oh, of course.
Yeah?
I judge my cousin because she has 2 kids. If you listen to this, I'm sorry for calling you out on it. But maybe you vaccinated since. But like she had 2 kids. One was vaccinated. And the other one we were visiting and we saw and she was like 1 year old. And she's like, oh, we just haven't gotten around to it yet. And I'm like, no, you believed a Facebook post. Go to the fucking doctor right now. My kid's fucking playing in your fucking measles chamber.
But if your kid's vaccinated.
I still think you could get it, can't you?
I don't know.
I think it's all very alarmist, but.
Wait, what is?
All the like vaccine stuff, I just feel like everybody's an expert on either side and it's like
no, you should just get them. That's the
but also it's like I don't think there's tons of people dying from measles anywhere.
That's because we all had the vaccine. Are you
all right? I'm just saying I just think that it's like both sides.
Why
are
do you
like,
think that's
I think
true?
Both people are like I yes. think both sides are I think both sides are just like just stupid idiots on Facebook and they're like, I'm gonna believe this. I know everything now. And it's like there's probably like some gray area in
there. I can tell you how you're wrong. I'm not on Facebook. I'm just right.
Well, I'm not on Facebook either.
See?
Really.
So,
oh, I'm there,
but what were you
going
to say about Marley? There was
she's so smart.
Yeah.
She was at my house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she came to hang out.
What did she do that was smart?
Oh, so I was drinking soda? Or no, I was drinking coffee. I was drinking a Starbucks coffee. They're a sponsor.
really?
No. No, they don't make CBD
shit.
Socks. But I was drinking a Starbucks and she goes, soda? And I'm like, no, it's coffee. And she goes, well, I'll tell you what, it looks like soda. And I'm like, that was like a full.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm like 2.5 to dunk on me a little bit. Like, oh, that's pretty good. Meanwhile, my son's like, 4? Why? You know what, guys? You want to play a game?
Yeah, let's do it.
I have a game. It's time for Rad Dad, Bad Dad, Chad Dad, or Fill in the Blank Dad.
I love that.
And what do we
one,
remove
yeah.
one article of clothing for every
yes,
wrong
for every wrong answer, and I decide what's right and what's wrong.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm going to be naked so quick.
I mean, we do have a song. It's I need you to beatbox.
Oh, okay.
Rad Dad, Bad Dad, Chad Dad, or Fill in the Blank Dad. All right. There you go.
Wait,
Fat Boys.
Yeah.
Hold on. You know that on other podcasts, when this happens, they just play a song.
So do we. We play.
That was pre-recorded.
You always sing the song?
Yeah.
We were lip syncing. I was beat syncing.
This is some sad birthday party clown level podcast.
I don't want it to be professional. I don't want it to be professional. I used to have a joke about the Fat Boys about how I was so fat. You could tell I was so fat when I have sex. It sounds like my neighbors are going, turn down that Fat Boys record.
That's
So specific.
It was that was fun. Anyway, Rad Dad, Bad Dad, Chad Dad, or Blank Fill in the Blank Dad. How it works is I'm going to read you a story, and then we have to decide if that dad in the story is a rad dad, which means he's cool as hell.
Right.
A bad dad, which means he's a bad dad or a badass dad. Your choice.
Wait, what does a bad dad mean again?
He's a bad dad.
Oh, got it.
Okay. Yeah. Or Chad Dad, which is like he's like a bro who.
No, Chad okay. is just a, it's somebody cool
like a
that,
frat guy?
But cool to like, a Chad is only a Chad if you're a cuck, so
like
right?
Eric
yeah,
Trump?
Pretty much.
Doesn't
yeah.
that make us the cucks if we choose somebody as a Chad dad?
Sure, if that's the way you want to look at
all
it.
All right, cool, let's do it.
Or a fill in the blank dad, is it could be whatever you want. So the first story comes to us from Halifax, Canada. A dad, Canadian adventurer Jamie Clark, took his son Kobe to Mongolia because he felt like he's lost touch with his son due to his son's cell phone addiction. Is Canadian adventurer Jamie Clark a rad dad, bad dad?
We don't have a lot of evidence to go out. What happened on the adventure?
How old's the kid?
Yeah.
18.
18 years old.
Yeah.
So that's a consenting, legal, could live on his own adult.
Yeah, so his son, so his dad is an adventurer, and his son Kobe is always like texting his friends or playing
games.
Is
there going to be a reveal of what happened after we tell you if we think he's cool or not?
No.
Why did you choose this article?
Because I thought it
loves Mongolia.
Yeah,
barbecue.
I love.
He googled dad hit news and then the first
dad
four.
Image
Mike,
search.
You are so right. I literally googled dad hit news and it was number one. That's how the game works.
Well, then I think I will choose that he is fill-in-the-blank dad, common adventurer dad. He's taking his son on an adventure. His son is 18. It's like taking a man with you.
Yeah, but I think it sucks that he did this. I think he's a bad dad. Like, let your son be. Like, you don't need, if you're an adventurer, it doesn't mean your son has to be an adventurer.
But it's like, take your 18-year-old adult son to work today.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, if he's on his cell phone for 10 hours a day, say. You know, because we were just talking in the car about how often, how long we're on our phones.
Yeah, we're at 6 hours.
What about six?
He's at six, I'm at five.
Oh, did you guys get that?
Yeah,
the
we get
iPhone
reports every
report.
Week. Yeah.
I'm at four.
Well, that's good. Well, I've had some weeks that are like four. I think the holidays, this break has really upped my, I mean, I might even be seven.
I kind of worked over the break too. Otherwise, I think I would have been on
it
more.
I didn't even check my email
a week. I hadn't used my computer for the past week, but I know that I've been on Twitter constantly.
Yeah. Well, and like I was telling you, the Instagram thing that I'm doing. I think that's, I don't know, fill in the blank dad, like that's... I mean, Mongolia seems so weirdly specific. Like, maybe take him.
Well, it's like a place he's never been in.
It's got good barbecue.
It does.
It does have good barbecue.
It has great barbecue, but I don't think any dad should be forcing his life on his kid.
But what 18-year-old is forced to go to Mongolia?
Oh, my God. Like, I think if my parents had any money, they'd force me to do
but
something
how would you,
cool.
How do you go to Mongolia not by choice?
Well, like, this was like him just being like, like, he's Canadian, so he's probably like, oh, sorry. But do you want to go to Mongolia?
And his son was like, oh, dad, oh, geez.
Oh, geez.
Oh, Mongolia, I'd
have to.
Boot.
You have to twist me. I can't do it.
I'd have to put my freaking cell phone down for
listen,
a second.
I'm not going to dunk on this dad who involved his son on what would be, I would like to go to Mongolia. I don't know anything about it.
Me neither. Yeah. Might be so, dangerous. I don't know.
Great. Let's go. Let's
okay,
go find danger.
So you guys fill in the blank. You think he's a cool dad.
I think
well,
he's a
he
rad
cares about
dad.
His son.
Rad dad. Rad dad. We got a rad dad.
Yeah, I'll go rad.
Two rad dads and a bad dad. Your votes count more than mine. Mm-hmm. So he's a rad dad.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Canadian adventurer Jamie Clark. You're a rad dad. Hope you don't die in an avalanche.
Wait, his name is Jamie?
Yeah, Jamie Clark and his son's name is Kobe. K-H-O-B-E. Does that change your votes?
That's an average dad. Because there's no way Kobe didn't want to go to Mongolia.
I think he really didn't
Kobe
want
Clark?
To. Yeah, Kobe Clark in the article said he doesn't like using his brain, and the trip made him use his brain.
Well, that's, there you go. That's a rad dad.
We're back to rad dad.
Okay, all right. Second story. Good luck with this one.
I don't like using my brain.
A Virginia dad brutally beat a man in a public restroom after he discovered the man molesting his two children.
This podcast.
Are we voting on the molester guy?
No, just the dad.
But we can't say how we feel about
him.
Did
he beat him to death?
No, just brutally beat the man and then pulled the gun, and that's when the cops showed up.
I guess there's somewhere between Rad Dad or...
I mean, that's
know.
Just, that's an awful story. But wait, two kids, why were both of his kids?
I don't know. The story does
wait,
not go.
Wait, are you being to blame the victim, Dad?
No, I'm just like, why, how
the story
this
does
happen?
Not go into how the guy was blessing both the children.
Again.
While the dad was like.
I don't know. How old are these? I don't want to get into, but it just seems like an odd predicament where it's like, okay, girls, go into that. I mean, I guess that's what it is. Maybe they were girls that...
We don't even
but
know if
then
how's
there a guy in the ladies' room?
Yeah, I think it was they were in
will
a boys'
room. Will
you
read the story again? I feel like this is the SATs, and I didn't
a Virginia dad brutally beat a man in a public restroom after he discovered that man molesting his two children.
He molested
and then
both
the cop,
of them.
Yeah,
children.
Both of them. The cop showed up right as the guy pulled a gun on the molester.
I think this is a regular dad.
I think he's a rad.
What would you guys do? Let me ask that.
I think he's a rad
dad. Obviously, you would. Yeah, you'd want to kill somebody.
Yeah,
he's a
rad dad,
a
but also a bad dad. And listen, this is my rationale.
Let's hear it.
Rad dad for beating him up because he stopped this, and that's what any dad would do.
Yeah.
Bad dad because he had a gun in a public place.
Well, here's something
to
chew on. What if, like, let's say this happens to you, right?
Yeah.
You find a guy molesting your two kids.
Hey, stop that!
You go to beat him up, and he beats you up.
That's
my worst fear. That's my worst fear.
He's molesting them.
He hits me with my own gun.
Get you into the mix.
Yeah, what kind of dad does that make you if the molester?
Here's my move. We're going into a public restroom, right? I walk the kid into... a stall.
Where there's a guy already.
No. This is my move.
You lock him in a stall with a guy.
If I see a guy in the stall, I don't use it.
Yeah.
I make him pee in the toilet in the stall, and then we wash our hands and leave. There's no part of the bathroom equation that the kid gets to be near other adults.
True. I think it's weird that the dad was waiting outside, probably looking at his phone, waiting for Jamie Clark to...
text him.
to be like, do you want to go to Mongolia,
he wants
mate?
To see his Mongolia Instagram now, stories.
I'm going to give my final vote on this dad. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
To the dad who owns a gun and has a lot of free time and who could potentially listen to this podcast, raddest dad ever. This is McMahon saying this. We're gonna. I'm throwing this out there that
Sean said you were a rad dad,
but also that you were bad. If you're coming for anybody, it's for Sean O'Connor.
I don't. I mean, I don't really. I don't know if I have a vote on this. I mean, I guess rad beating a guy.
Yeah, he was a hero. He stopped it.
But it's still the whole. There's still a lot of
what restaurant? What kind of place do you think it was? It was a restaurant.
Ruth's Chris.
It didn't. It didn't say in the article, but in while reading the article, the picture it painted for me was Target. And Target is not paying me to say that.
It makes sense to go to Target with a gun, I guess. You see the big,
gun-shaped. So, yeah, you don't
it's
like
just
that
It's
just
an story. Awful story. But also, like, what's the... And I don't want to be too crazy here. But what's this? Like, how are you molesting two kids at once?
Was there too. When you said it, it did sound sort of like it was a Mr. Bean comedy of errors trying to molest two. Not
now,
even
if I picture
your
it could be an
Bean
accident, yeah, like where the guy slipped and grabbed two penises.
He's being
spit roasted. Oh, God, oh, no!
This is what gets this show canceled. Yeah. But you know what? We had a good run. All right.
When do we get to rate the dad who picks the story?
I mean, obviously, you have to by default. That's
the fifth one. That's the last one. All right. So here's one. A Texan dad shot a barber three times to death after a dispute over his kid's haircut.
I saw this story.
Yeah.
Wait, what? About a bad dad?
Yeah, I mean, that's like, that guy's a psycho.
let's just say, though.
Well, hold on, though.
Let's see a picture of the haircut.
The haircut is kind of important because if the haircut was like close shave with a swastika on it or something.
I still think
he's still a bad dad.
Call the Better Business Bureau and...
So the owner of the barbershop said that the dad and son came back 20 minutes after. because the father wanted a different style that would last longer. The owner says they tried to offer him the second haircut for free, but dad refused and paid for it. After the second haircut was over, the son apparently went to the car. Dad and the first barber got into an argument outside, and that's when the shooting occurred.
Okay. There's no way this is about the haircut.
And he's not dead. I have to say that. The guy, he just shot him three times.
There is no way that this guy shot the guy. There was something else happening.
Oh, well, you think the barber was fucking his wife?
Yeah, or that, something like that.
So that makes him a rad dad, a hero.
It still makes him a bad dad. That he was like, I'm not done. We're going back in.
Yeah.
Give him another haircut. Why?
I mean, that is extra humiliating. Go, like, you're not even good at your job. You're the kid's, second haircut.
You're the kid sitting there while your dad is staring at the barber and being like, you like cutting my kid's hair? Like,
I mean, it is weird. It must feel great. It's a weird thing to say to the barber, going like, "I want a haircut that will last longer."
You know, shave it all off.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty cool, actually. I think he's a rad dad. Because yeah, he has a gun.
You know, but then he paid for it.
He did pay for it, which I think makes him rad.
Yeah.
Dissociative disorder dad?
Yeah. Like, hey. I think he's a, we could all agree he's a
bad dad.
Do
you tip on the second haircut too? Like if he tipped on the first one.
And maybe the gun, maybe shooting him
now
with
I
the
bet
tip.
You expect I'm going to give you a tip.
An expensive bullet.
Yeah.
Oh, here like, it here's is. Your tip. Three it's, golden
yeah,
bullets.
This is a vintage bullet. Yeah, he's a bad dad.
He's the best dad.
How do your kids do at haircuts, by the way?
Oh, awful. Really? He was good the first two haircuts, and then I think he's now like really present and becoming a person, and he hates sitting still.
Sagan's okay at it, but I have to threaten them the whole time. I'm like, if you move,
I will take you to a Target restroom.
I know a guy. He's in a stall waiting.
If you move right now, your hair will be crooked.
Yeah. That is actually a good threat to me. Like, that would work.
Yeah.
That's what
your hair is going to be crooked.
You're going to have crooked hair. Oh, God.
I do. Have you ever got a haircut so bad, though, that you wish you could have shot the barber?
Almost every haircut I get.
I got it when I was 13, right before my eighth grade pictures.
Yeah.
The guy, Barber Jay, at Jay's Barbershop, cut my hair to the point where I looked like a walking penis. Like it was a penis cut. And I never went back to him, but he ruined my eighth grade picture.
I don't have great hair. So usually when I, usually at the end of a haircut, I look at my head, I look at my hair and I go, well, you did what you did with what you had. You know, like there's not a lot, I have a lot of forehead happening. But there was one time at a Floyd's in Santa Monica where the barber was cutting my hair. I had a tiny little widow's peak before it all fell off, and he didn't like the little widow's peak, so he took the electric razor and went, and just erased it. And I was like, I like slapped his wrist away. I was like, dude, that's going to grow back so weird. He was like, it had to happen. I was like, no. So mad.
And then did you have to take off your Dracula cape and like all the whole rest of the
No,
I spit my teeth out.
I took out my plastic teeth.
I kept the cape. I kept the cape on and I used one of my many eyeliners to draw the widow's peak back on. Yeah, the mom.
So here's my last, the last story is a dad is furious at the DoubleTree Hotel in Sacramento after the hotel hosted a 1,000-person sex celebration thrown by a local sex club. Is that guy a rad dad, a bad dad, a Chad dad, or a fill-in-the-blank dad? So what happens was he was staying at this hotel with his family, and an orgy was taking place, and he's mad at the hotel for not telling him.
Everywhere? Like in the lobby?
I mean, like all around him. Like they were like in a room, and then there were just like a couple of fats fucking on both sides. Because let's be honest, that's
turn
what
down that
like.
Fat Boys music.
Unlike a regular hotel where everybody is not fucking at all, there's...
No, I haven't heard hotel sex in the last 13...
Have you been to Comic-Con?
No.
Comic-Con
lots
hotels...
Lots of fat Khaleesi's getting boned. Yeah.
There was a woman being...
Call me Shazam!
There was a woman being fucked in a tub next door to me.
How do you know it was a tub?
Because there was water splashing, and she was screaming. She was either being... She wasn't being murdered because she climaxed, but you could hear the water coming out of the tub. Like, it was like... it was crazy.
Yeah, I guess, like, I mean, hotel... People fuck in hotels.
Here's what I'll tell you. This is my... All right. I think He is a super on point, regular rad dad. Now let me tell you why. Should people be allowed to fuck, dress up like Winnie the Pooh and Tigger and go to a hotel and fuck and whatever? Yeah. Do whatever you want. That's
well, great. He didn't say they were furries.
Yeah, they were not furries. They were just a local sex club, which could be furries.
Sure. Hey, listen.
Local sex club?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a local sex club. They were like swingers. They held a 1,000-person sex-abration.
1,000 local fuckers? Fine.
Oh, sex-abration.
Do...
Like celebration. Like, okay, yeah, I wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. And Doubletree, which is the American version of the Eiffel
Tower.
You
know what that dad was mad about? You know what that dad was mad about?
Not being invited?
Nothing. He wanted a discount.
Yeah, he wanted a free room.
Oh, yes. You're right.
When I go to a hotel, I'm fucking on the hunt for a fuck up. Because the second I spot a fuck up, I go to the front desk and I'm like, this is unacceptable. And
this is like, the son of a scammer right here.
Yeah, son of a scammer.
Oh, my God. I'm such the son of a scammer. Like, We had a Vegas hotel room once, and the bathroom light was out. Like, one of the bathroom lights was out in the, in like the girls do makeup area, or boys, sorry. Yeah. And the, I called the first night, the second we got there, and I'm like, hey, there's a light out in our bathroom. My wife's having trouble putting on her makeup. And, which is horseshit.
She should have gone down with her lipstick all over her face.
They didn't solve it. Unibrow they didn't change drama. It. And then when we were checking out, when they're like, how was your stay? I was like, it was great. But, you know, I called the first night. They comped half of our stay because of a light bulb. So now that one event has me on like douchebag, thrifty, eagle-eyed dad bullshit where I'll be like, do you smell something weird? Are they cleaning the elevators right now? I'm going to go complain because I love getting
that's
the hotel
a slippery
discount.
Slope, though. That's I feel like that comes back around when you become one of those crazy people.
Yeah. I know. I am one of those people now.
Although the slimiest thing I do, and I've toned it down. Anytime I watch a movie at a hotel, I say like, oh, you know what? I like fell asleep. Like I always get them to take the movie off.
Wait, really? You need to get them to take the movie off for falling asleep? Problem.
I'll just say like, oh, you
know,
I rented it.
You fell asleep during Back to the Future 3, so now you don't have to pay for it?
Hey, you know what? Like, it's $22
it
for like
$22.
A shitty fucking movie. And I'm like, you know what? They never argue. I'm just like, hey, you know, I put that on and I didn't even watch it. Is there a way? And they're like, sure, no problem.
Really?
Every
time. So you could be like, oh, I was watching Black Ass Fuckers and I came instantly. Can you take it off?
I mean, I've started staying at hotels after the internet, so I've never ordered Black Ass Fuckers or whatever.
Is available. They're up to 9 right now.
If I saw a hotel had 1,000 fuck swingers in it, I would get so fucking happy because I would go down on the last day and be like, let me speak to the manager about all these fuckers in the hotel. I'd be so happy. I'd be like, give me a free room.
Here's the thing. After hearing yours, in my head, I was like, this is a like kind of a bad dad. Because, like, honestly, he's already putting on his kids that sex is something to be ashamed of. And, like, as someone who grew up in the Catholic Church, like, I relate too heavily to sex being something you're ashamed of. But after hearing that he was just doing it for a discount, I think he might be a rad dad. 100%. That's pretty fucking cool.
You don't go to the Doubletree and not try to get a discount.
Like, if you're there, I mean, just say, we can't stay here. Refund my thing and help me find a comparable. Yeah. There's probably a just as good hotel somewhere if you're really that wound up about it.
Find me an unfucked hotel. Oh, my God. Well, that was Rad Dad, Bad Dad, Jad Dad, or Fill in the Blank Dad. Mike, that was so incredible. You were an incredible guest.
Oh, hey, thanks, man.
What do you want to promote? I mean, you have so much to promote.
I have a show that is going to be airing on Hulu that you wrote on.
Yeah.
Then the cuts are all coming in right now. They look awesome.
When is that premiering?
Look. I can't tell you when it's premiering.
Okay.
But it's soon.
Okay.
We're going to drop the entire season on Hulu soon, and you'll be hearing more about it. I don't know when this podcast airs, but think like the first half of the year. You'll get to watch the whole season. It was co-created by me and Justin Roiland from Rick and Morty. It's an animated comedy about aliens called Solar Opposites. And
it's kind of parenting, too.
It's a little parenting. It's a little alien hijinks. And
nice.
It's really fun. It's coming in. I'm really happy with it. It's really funny.
It's the most fun I've ever had at a job. No offense to all other jobs. But I truly had the most fun because the hours were unlike any job I've had before or since.
Well, yeah, because the way I run a room is everybody comes in at 10 and leaves at 5, and then I come in at 8 and leave at 7 so that I can work before and after everybody. So great. Sean was happy.
It was great. It was wonderful.
10 to 5 is the way it should be.
And then later this year, I have another animated comedy that I was doing concurrently during Solar. It's a Star Trek animated show called Star Trek Lower Decks, and it's about one of the worst ships in Starfleet. It takes place during the TNG era, which is when I used to watch with my parents growing up, and it is starring Tawny Newsom and Jack Quaid, who are super fucking funny. And yeah, I'm just like, this is going to be a crazy year. Some Rick and Morty's that I worked on will be airing in a couple months, and then all of Solar, and then all of Star Trek.
That's
awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Where can people find more of Brendan maybe doing offensive Chinese accent? Oh, you're safe, you Fresno. You're the opposite of Shane.
Do you want to do yours right now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess I could bounce a few off you guys.
Well, that's it for your two dads. You could continue to watch A Little Late with Lily Singh or just start watching. I don't know. We have episodes till May. I'm already done working on it. Thank you, guys.
Oh, Crank Yankers. Watch that.
Oh, yeah. Watch Crank Yankers.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
It's good.
Love Crank Yankers.
Yeah, you play me. I realized that me saying something could get me in trouble.
Yeah, right.
All right. Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, like and subscribe or whatever you do.
Click like.
Yeah, review. Bye.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.